Everyone, welcome to this next episode of Hubelo Shows. We are recording this as we are at the Hubelo Retreat at the Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity. We're here in partnership with BizBash. We're on a yacht, which is basically a really big booth activation, if you can consider that and imagine that. But in addition to many of the experts we've been talking to this week, I'm really pleased to be joined across microphones with Damian Baines, Experiential Marketing Lead at Instagram. We've all heard of Instagram, I think. But Damian, welcome to Hubelo Shows.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. I ask everybody this. How has this experience been for you all this week? How can you encapsulate it for us, how it's been going for you?
It has been wonderful to be back in person after our hiatus. Mm-hmm. We were last here in 2019, like most people. We came in, you know, with a mix of kind of anxiousness and excitement. We have had great success here, great success this year. And also very surprised. I don't know if your listeners know this or not, but rain has started yesterday and is continuing today. Mm-hmm. First time in anyone can remember for a Cannes Lion that they're actually being rain here in the middle of June.
It's been a bit of and this is my first time at Cannes Lion, but I think that people are kind of surprised too. The elements have been a bit of a challenge because it's also been sweltering heat, and I keep hearing people say that it's way more than normal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably one of the effects of global warming that we're experiencing. But yes, preceding the rain, it was a crazy humid and a certain intense heat that I also have never experienced. So I don't know how else to describe it. You just have to be here.
Well, and what's been funny is I've been watching social, obviously Instagram and any of the other social apps where people are, you know, sharing their experience. It's a little difficult, everyone, to get that gram-worthy selfie going on, or the videos or reels or anything, when you are literally feeling like you're melting. But yet here we are, and people are doing it.
But you can make a really funny reel.
Yes, you can. You can get really inventive with it. So speaking of that, so our audience is largely event professionals, event planners. You know, I think all of us, all of our audience can dream of, like, I want to execute an experience that's like Cannes Lions, where it's like everybody is here for a duration. They're having all these activation and experiences and unique moments that they're creating, which is really what so many of our social media apps, very much Instagram, are about. You're trying to share your own experience on here. I'd love to hear, what are you and your team, you know, what are your takeaways in getting out of Cannes Lions this year? Like, what are you kind of seeing that's just really striking you?
Yes, you know, it's interesting because our purpose in many folks, many of the attendee purpose is to be inspired. Mm-hmm. But at the same time that we are visiting here as attendees, primary to why we're here is to inspire in our activations. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, with all the inclement weather and just the intensity of being back after hiatus, I have not had an opportunity to go and experience other activations. Mm-hmm. I've heard bits and pieces, but I'm a type of person that likes to check it out for myself, you know, and experience, you know, and experiential. So that's one of the things that I'm actually going to try to get out and do between today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
The hardcore days for Cannes Lions traditionally is Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right.
That has proven to be one of the consistent things here. So perhaps I will have an opportunity to check out some other activations later on.
I hear you. Same thing. I'm pretty much stapled to our Hubelo retreat over here because, I mean, that's what we're doing is we're creating a space. It was really interesting. One thing I've liked seeing, and I'm hearing this as a recurring theme, is that it's great, you know, that there's content, there's sessions, yes, there are activations. A huge aspect, though, of this conference and this has been that people are connecting again and grabbing those. We actually just had, I think we had a couple of people from PwC and Deloitte. They happened to meet each other on our deck upstairs and took a selfie together and said, we haven't seen each other for 3 years. and just happen to meet here. But, you know, it's people capturing those moments and saying, it seems like that's maybe one of the bigger takeaways. And, you know, all these activations are so huge and in depth. But
well, I think it's something that we've always known, but it's an important reminder. I think sometimes in the absence of something, mm-hmm. You really begin to appreciate it even more.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that the conversations that I'm having are more in depth.
Yeah.
And lasting longer. Mm. And people really trying to be as present as they can to, you know, whomever they are engaging. Also, it can be a bit overwhelming,
yeah,
because the pace at which we are now engaging each other is a bit different than what it's been.
Yeah.
And so when you combine that with, you know, the heat and all these other elements, it has made for a very unique situation here.
I've made the joke before, I need to learn how to people again, because we've all been doing this, oh, I'm only virtual and I'm only across the screen from you, and I haven't had to maybe worry so much about all my body language or, you know, even facial expressions if you're not doing video. And then you're right. You get in this environment where now I am in person. I'm weathering the elements, literally. I did a Twitter thread to this morning, and actually an Instagram about my foot, about how my feet are just screaming in pain right now. But hey, you endure because you want to go meet people.
You know, honestly, I think the meeting in person, what's nice about it is that you're less self-conscious. I think when you're on, you know, video conference and you have that, you know, camera pointing back at you, mm-hmm. you're constantly checking to see, like, you know, how you are, you know, looking and engaging in a way that you just wouldn't in ordinary conversation.
Yeah.
And so I think in one ways, in many ways, it's freeing. I think the other is you're using all of your senses and using all of yourself when you're engaging, you know, in real time. I feel like on VC, you try to fix yourself in a certain position, right? And that can be more tiring mm-hmm. for prolonged periods than, you know, just the natural movements that you have, you
exactly.
know, in person.
Yeah. Well, again, I love that we're talking to you about this. You're obviously in all about the experiential stuff with Instagram. And I know I only have a brief time with you today. With all of this, we've been talking about, this is how humans like you and myself are handling and experiencing this whole reconnection and stuff. And whether it's at Cannes Lions or whether it's anywhere else, with our audience being event planners who are, hey, they're looking at the next 6 to 12 months and beyond, how to take all this into consideration when they're planning experiences and events for their attendees. I'd love to hear if you have any advice about what are things that those event planners should be considering as they're proceeding with their plans.
I think where we are right now in terms of events and any programming, you know, that you're doing, this is not an either or situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a yes and. So when we think about our mix of how we engage from virtual and in person, you know, hybrid or fidgetal would be the word
mm-hmm.
that I would say. I think how you do that as, you know, your brand or company, it'll be different for everyone.
Yep.
Depending on your size and your goals. But you have to have that dynamic mix. I think we've all seen the benefits during COVID of the scale and cost effectiveness of digital. But we're now being reminded of the impact of real life,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, IRL. So I think it's now up to us to master our own formula that we will create for what works for us, using both of those elements and not choosing one over the other necessarily.
Great advice. Great advice. Damien, I have one last question I like to ask our guests before we release them into the wild. Is there anything you're listening to, watching, or reading that you can't put down right now? It doesn't have to do anything with your work or events or anything, but anything you're like so into right now.
I had a book that was recommended to me. World as Lover, World as Self. Mm. And it was recommended to me by a great friend and collaborative partner, Ez Develin. And it is all about shifting your perspective with our world and environment.
Mm-hmm.
And as we kicked off the conversation, talking about, you know, some of the weather changes that we're experiencing, it goes far beyond, you know, climate. It is about our ecosystem. It's about how we connect and engage with each other. It's about all of our systems.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a bit of a challenging read.
Yeah.
But it offers some expansive opportunities.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, great recommendation, great advice, and great experience. And here's to having, I hope you have a really great rest of your experience at the Cannes Lions Film Festival. But thank you so much for taking some time with us here today on Hubelo Shows.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
It was great. Thank you.
Appreciate being here.